Zakt the Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masreg Shel Pishtan, a comb. Shel Pishtan does not mean that the comb is made out of flax. I don't think you can make a comb out of flax. It means a comb that is used for flax. Before you're ready to spin the flax into threads, you have to comb it out to remove some of the parts there that have to be taken off. Lamaisa Shenitlu Shinov. Its teeth were taken. It's removed. But when Ishtari Bashtaim, two were left, Zakt the Mishnah Tummy, it still could be Makabel Tummy, because you can still do the job of combing out the flax with a two-tooth masreg shel pishtam. Ve'achas, but if only one tooth is left in this pishtam comb, tar. Because then you can't do the job with it. You won't be able to get the parts you have to remove from the pishtam. However, ve'kulan achas bifnei atzman tmeyas, each one of these pins or teeth on their own are tummy, because that you could use for writing in a wax tablet. Shaila is whether you have to be miyachedit for it. You have to officially say, I'm now going to use it for something else, like we learned in the previous Mishnayos. But Lamaisa, one on its own is usable. In times of Chazal, they had a special appreciation for every little thing. Now today, we're a disposable generation, chad pami. Right? How many umbrellas do you just leave in shul, you don't care about? You just get another one. It wasn't so easy in the times of the Mishnah. Everything you had was very chashiv to you. You thanked Hashem for it. So a pin and a comb with a broke off, you didn't throw it away. What can I use it for now? Ah, I could use it to write on the wax tablet. Because they had an appreciation for everything they had. They had a much greater simchas achayim, as they state in the Svarim. Okay, either way. So that's the story with the flax comb. What about the sheltzer? What about the wool comb? Again, it doesn't mean a comb made out of wool. It means a comb that's made to remove the parts of the wool you have to take off. Now, the parts of the wool you have to take off are much thinner. They're much more intertangled in the wool itself, so you need a much more complex comb to get it out. The wool comb has many more teeth. Let me try to describe it to you, what it looks like. It's like a block of wood attached to a handle, and there are two rows of, like, pins. The inside row that's, like, closer to the handle, the outside row is the row away from the handle, and on the four corners, the pins are a little thicker and larger. Let's see our Mishnah Vayter. V'shel tzemer, the comb made for wool, shenitlu shinov achas mei bintayim. What happened over here with this comb is every other tooth was removed. It's like the Mishnah Tar, because then it doesn't work. Like I explained to you, for flax it'll work. But here, unless you get into the nitty-gritty of the wool, and you can only do that by the teeth being close to each other, you're not going to get out what you need to get out. Vayter, zakt the Mishnah, but even though if one is missing from the middle, like from every three you have one missing in the middle, it's not good. But if nishtayer by shalosh b'makom echad, if three teeth remain together in one place, if at one point in this comb you attack, I have three consecutive teeth, then the din is tame. It could still become tame, because now you could still use it, provided when we say you have three teeth together, it doesn't include the four teeth on each of the corners, the outside ones. As the Mishnah explains, hoysa chitzoyna achas mihen, if one of these three teeth was the end tooth, like we explained, on the four corners they're a little different, tar, because those are thicker, and they're not really made to comb with. Just like when you have a comb now, the Batanur explains. Look at a regular comb. Most of the combing is done with the inside teeth, not with the two thicker ones on either edge. So if the three in a row is because you have one of the corner ones, that's not three in a row. I need three in a row that you could comb with. So some of you are asking Akasha, I'm sure. Isn't there a contradiction here? First, the Mishnah told me that if one tooth is removed from in between, because you don't have two teeth near each other, it's tar. So what does that mean? You can't have every other tooth missing. Let's say I don't have every other tooth missing. Let's say I have two teeth in a row. Then I'm not missing, so it's tame. Now the Mishnah is saying you need three teeth in a row. So which one is it? You need two teeth in a row or three teeth in a row for me to say that this keli is still usable? The answer is, the Sadeh Taisus Yom Tov explains it. The woolen comb has two rows of teeth. There's an inside row closer to the handle and the outside row. The main combing is done with the outside row. The inside row is just to keep things in place as you're combing. It's like to hold the comb that wool, it shouldn't fall off. So when the Mishnah says you have to have three teeth in a row, we're talking about from the outside row. When the Mishnah says even two teeth in a row is good enough, that's talking about the inside row. So when the Mishnah told us, if every second tooth is missing, it's a problem. But if you have two teeth in a row, it's good. That's the inside row. To hold the wool in place, you need two teeth in a row. That's enough. With the outside row, for the actual combing, you need three teeth in a row. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, if nit lumimenu from the woolen comb, I removed shtayim, two of the teeth, v'asan l'malketes, and I turned it into like a tweezer to take out hair. Timaeus. I took two teeth right next to each other, and I turned it into this little tweezer. So it's a keli, it's mekabel tuma. Achas, if I took out one, v'eskina l'ner oil metuach, and I set it aside now officially to be used to clean up my oil lamp. Remember the Chanukah lech? You have to sometimes get the piece of cotton that falls in. So if you shape it a little bit in the right way, use a pin and you pull it out. Well, they had neiris all the time, not just Chanukah. And mituach is what we discussed earlier, that the weavers would stretch out the baget and pin it down on the side. So in all these cases, tameya, even the one tooth can become tame, because right now it was set aside for a tool which you taka need one tooth with. So let me ask you something. How come, by the teeth of the flax comb, the lashon is different? Two were left over, the asa'on, the malketes. We use the lashon and you make them into a malketes. Here, when one is left over, we don't say the asa'on, we say the hiskina, you fix it, l'ner. So the Tversi Saw says, if two are left over, you don't have to physically change anything. You just have to say, okay, this is what I'm going to use it for. I'm going to use it for tweezers now. Use it like chopsticks. I take the two pins and I pick something up with it. I pluck hair with it. You don't have to change anything on the pin. Masha Enken, when you use it, let's say, to get the wick that's floating around in the nair, you want to take it out, you have only one pin. So how do you get it out? So what you do is you bend it a little bit by the edge. This way it catches the wick and you can pull it out. So because over here it requires a little bit of a physical change, here we say the lashon of v'hiskina. But for now, chazing over our Mishnah, if you have a flax comb, if two are left over, it's tame because it can still do the job. One, however, is tar, but if it's on its own, it's automatically tame. Here it doesn't say at all you have to do anything to fix it or set it aside. It doesn't say hiskina, it doesn't say v'asan. The Tosfos Yom Tov talks about this. See the Mishnah Achronah. The Mishnah Achronah suggests that with the flax comb, they actually made the pins a little bit thicker than when it pops off, you can use it to write with. So it was already planned to start with. That's why he doesn't have to say that he somehow set it aside for it. As far as wool combs are concerned, if you're missing every second one, it's tar because you can't use it, unless you have three in one place, but the three does not include the chitzayna, the ones to the outside. Those are wider and it doesn't work for this. Just like our combs, if you look at it, the Bat Tanura says. Right? The two on both sides are like part of the frame of the comb. It's much thicker. You don't comb with that. So yeah, we have to have three, but that can't include the outside ones. And we also explained, because the chayra sounds like a steer. You're saying, if every second one is gone, it's not good. That means if you have two in a row, it is good. And here you tell me you have to have three. So it depends on which row. On the inner row, closer to the handle, even two is enough. Because that doesn't really comb. That just holds it in place. The outer row, there you have to have three because that does the main combing. And also about the wool comb, if two fell out and you turned it into a kind of a tweezer, that's okay. If you have one and you fixed it in such a way that you can use it to clean the nair, to pull out the wick that's floating around inside, or to pin down the cloth, then it is tameya, meaning again that it could become tameya.